We'll talk about wildfire smoke for a few minutes here, and one positive thing to mention is that there's no smoke in the air now. But if the last few summers are any guide, we will have fire and smoke before the season is over. There is great pressure on political leaders to make some changes to provide relief to smoke-filled communities and reduce fire danger leading to smoke in the first place. Oregon's U.S. senators responded a few days ago with an announcement of a bill filed to address the smoke impacts. Senator Jeff Merkley gave us 10 minutes on the phone from Washington yesterday.
Senator Merkley, thanks for joining us on The Exchange. Tell us what has been happening just this week with efforts to help Oregon communities affected by wildfire and wildfire smoke.
Well, just this week, Senator Wyden introduced and I co-sponsored a bill that is called the Wildfire Smoke Relief Act, which is basically to assist families at risk, low-income families, to do low-cost home improvements and smoke inhalation prevention equipment like masks and filters. This is a complement to the four smoke bills that I introduced on June 12th that address a whole series of pieces of how communities prepare and respond to smoke from wildfires.
So FEMA is the operative agency in the Wildfire Smoke Act. It is actually talking about distributing money for things like masks and air filters.
Yes, it would take a major declaration under that bill to provide assistance, and FEMA would be the operative organization. Under the acts that I introduced previously, you have the Wildfire Smoke Emergency Declaration Act that creates a special category for smoke emergencies, and that would be very, very helpful because it would make communities basically be able to access smoke shelters, grant funding, and assistance during a challenging period. And then, but we don't want to just respond after there's a smoke, when there's a smoke emergency. We want to prepare for it and reduce the impact. And so the Smoke Ready Communities Act, the second of the four bills that I had introduced previously, that provides flexible funding for communities to improve public buildings like schools, to prepare for filtered spaces people can take refuge in, as well as to enable helping people smoke-proof their homes. And then the third part of that package was to protect farm workers. And the fourth part was to do planning and research so that we can really understand the impact of smoke on our communities and more smartly spend money in the future to assist those communities.
All right, so we have the Wildfire Smoke Act, the Wildfire Smoke Relief Act. That's the new one. Smoke Ready Communities Act, Wildfire Smoke Emergency Declaration Act, Farm Worker Smoke Protection Act, and Smoke Planning and Research Act. Do they address then different pieces of the puzzle, or is it necessary to put out a flurry of bills just to gain traction in a Republican-controlled Congress where you're a Democrat?
These do address different parts of the puzzle, creating in a special category of emergency that's never existed before to recognize that this is a huge impact on our communities when the smoke blankets a community. Of course, the agricultural sector, where you have farm workers working in fields during high particulates, they're deeply and powerfully affected. This is an area that has had basically very little research, so let's hit that side of it, and let's get some public spaces that are prepared in advance to provide filtered air for people to seek refuge in. So it's addressing all of those components, and I think it was helpful to set them out in separate bills in order to help direct attention to these pieces that are quite distinct and different.
But Senator Merkley, then how does this dovetail with some previous efforts like last year's Wildfire Resilient Communities Act?
Well, so that act is about reducing the ferocity of forest fires in the first place. But we can't count on right now we have several million acres that have already been environmentally approved for thinning, but we haven't had the money to thin them. So I've been trying to raise the money to thin. That would be that Wildfire Resilient Communities Act would create a $1 billion fund to provide stability, allow the Forest Service to increase the pace and scale of reducing the fuels. And we know that when you thin and you reduce the fuels on the floor, and then you do a prescribed burn, you have a forest that looks much more like a natural forest. It's much more resistant to fire. And we've seen that when fires, for example, when the Millie fire was sweeping down on Sisters, it came to a stop when it came to the area that had been thinned and treated with the prescribed burn. And so that the whole goal there is to get a lot more forest turned into, you know, we have these second growth forests that everything's the same height and same diameter, and the trees are really close together. They're just an absolute fire hazard. And if we can thin those, we can get saw logs for our mills. We can create jobs in the woods, jobs in the trucks, jobs in the mills. It's a win all the way around, but also makes the forest far more fire resilient. So that's a different piece. Let's tackle and reduce the fire vulnerability there. But we also have to realize there's millions of acres. We're not going to do that all at once. We better also take on the smoke aspect.
And let's talk about the smoke aspect at the moment then. Any traction, any indications of what success these bills might meet? Do you have co-sponsors from other states, other parties?
Well, we're really at the front end of educating the Senate and House about this challenge. You know, forest fires are something that are understood in Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, California, and a little bit in some other places, some in New Mexico, Colorado. But it's not something the entire nation experiences. They have different forms of calamities, but they don't have this problem. Even the Northeast, that its forests do not have the challenge of forest fires. So we're educating folks, and this is the first time that smoke bills like this have been introduced, so it may take a little bit of time to get people up to speed about why this really matters and then find an appropriate bill that these can be grafted onto.
Is that, Senator, a somewhat tougher education process? I mean, everybody's aware of the dangers of hurricanes and tornadoes and big thunderstorms and that sort of thing, but the idea of smoke hanging around for 3 months, I think, probably is alien to a lot of the public in the other parts of the country.
That's right. They've seen pictures of the fires. They're much less familiar with the fact that of how much damage smoke can do. So it is going to be an education.
As far as the forestry part of this goes, the effort to reduce the danger of fires in the first place, I mean, are you getting much traction with some of these efforts? I mean, again, we talked about the Wildfire Resilient Communities Act was introduced last November. Are there signs of progress on that or other bills that would address the issue of preparing the woods for fires when they come?
Well, there is progress. Oregon has become the leader in stewardship agreements and collaboratives. And in both cases, you're bringing the entire spectrum of stakeholders together to work out a prescription for treating the forest. And that's kind of the language that's used. It's almost like you have an ill patient. You need to have the doctors come together and work out a plan for that patient. In this case, the patient is our second growth forest. And so by having all of those stakeholders come together and work out a plan, we have kept the stewardship agreements out of court. We have far more than any other state in the country. We have quite a lot of collaboratives, and the key word is collaboration. They're bringing stakeholders from the timber communities to the environmental groups and everyone in between, the local elected leaders, and they are figuring out how they can agree. And this is what's been missing. There's been this chasm between the timber world and the environmental world. But in this case, they're working together, and they're working out the prescriptions. And we saw this, for example, in the watershed for Ashland, where you had thinning projects that had to be worked out. And people were worried about, well, is this going to create erosion? Is this going to disturb the natural rhythm? But they worked it out. They've thinned the forest. It's much more fire resilient, and so much less likely to create a catastrophic forest fire that could do enormous damage to the watershed and that watershed that supports the water system in Ashland.
That Ashland Forest Resiliency Project, Senator, is obviously been in progress for several years and took several years to get going, which raises the question that even if both sides of both houses of Congress say, yahoo, let's pass this bill and get it off to the president's desk and he signs it today, how many years are we talking about potentially before some of these thinning projects can happen?
Well, think about it this way. We already have 2 million acres in Oregon ready to go, right now. They've been environmentally cleared. They just need funding. We have the three federally funded collaboratives. I was able to get the lifespan of those collaboratives doubled. The money authorized for them was greatly increased. Now we're going to work on getting the money that's actually appropriated, meaning the money that's actually delivered to them, increased. We have those are approaching the end of a 10-year period, so they can now reapply for another 10-year period. Plus, we're trying to get more of the collaboratives because there's a whole bunch more in Oregon. There are 24 collaboratives in Oregon, so we want more of them to be able to become part of this federal program to make the forest healthier. So there's a lot there that's ready to be geared up if the resources become available.
A lot of legislation, a lot of possibilities, and a lot of time left still before us before things emerge. Senator Jeff Merkley, I know we're out of time. Thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're very welcome. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Senator Jeff Merkley joining us yesterday to talk about wildfire legislation and smoke legislation introduced by both he and Senator Ron Wyden, the most recent piece coming just this week. Obviously, it'll take a while. The good news at the moment, and it is just for the moment, so we'll knock wood that our luck will hold, but not much to see out there on the fire map. Although I was just remembering the other day that 4th of July last year was very pleasant, comparatively cool. By comparison with previous years, and yet still we ended up with just a really, really awful fire and smoke season last year. So let's hope that this year's been cool enough and wet enough so far to maybe make it a little less awful than last year, but don't hold your breath on that.